Good morning, ladies. I hope we've all had a good day so far. We all have good and bad days, right? But what classifies those days as either good or bad? It depends on what happens in the day. So the good days are full of happy moments, and there's loads of excitement and fun. But the bad days are situations where there's a lot of sadness or there's a lot of anger involved. And anger that isn't handled correctly can be the cause of a lot of issues in our lives, from getting us in trouble at work or school or breaking up relationships that are incredibly important to us. A lot of the time, it's just that one small trigger that pushes us over the edge. It's times like that, for me at least, whenever I realize I need to take a step back and think about where the anger is coming from. What's my reason for it? Why am I getting so worked up over this one thing in particular? And where is it directed? What's it going to affect if I don't deal with it in the right way and end up saying or doing something that I might regret? It's important to look at those things, because being angry isn't considered a sin, necessarily. It's just one of those things that we immediately classify as sinful and something that just shouldn't have any part in our lives. But that's not what the Bible says. In Matthew 5:22, it says in the first part of the verse that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Without a cause. Well, that means there's a feasible cause. This would be being angry with things that aren't righteous and according to God's doctrine. There are plenty of cases in the Bible where God himself gets angry, and Jesus too, but learning the limits of that anger and where it's directed is detrimental. It's a heavy topic, but it can't just stay in the dark as one of those unspoken hindrances in our lives. We need to look at what the Bible says about anger, how it can be dangerous, and how we can manage it in the best way that we can. So how can it actually be dangerous to be mad? Some people have really worked at it and have gotten to the point in their lives where they're great at controlling their temper, and that's admirable, because a lot of us haven't. I'm definitely in the latter category. I struggle with getting worked up about little things all the time. But it can be dangerous, because some people don't hold back when they've got a bone to pick with you. They might try to harm you physically, but more often than not, they will throw hateful words at you. Words are dangerous because they have the ability to have so much more of an influence than the physical effects of anger, although neither are really a pleasant experience. But I think the consequences of anger that I'd be even more concerned about would be the consequences from God. He gives explicit commands to control and stop our temper from getting out of line. So let's look at a few verses where God said something about this. First, let's look at the same verse that I actually mentioned a few moments ago, Matthew 5:22, but the whole thing this time, and if you'll go there with me. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now let's look at Colossians 3, 6 through 8. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked whenever you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all of these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Matthew and Colossians both give us examples of consequences that we may face for letting our anger control us, these being hellfire and the wrath of God. And I personally have no interest in experiencing either one of those, and I can bet that you're in the same boat. One way that we can make sure this isn't a huge concern of ours is by seeing how we can manage our anger. So actually figuring out how to manage our anger can be a really tough thing. And sometimes we need to just hone in on calming down and easing our minds. One passage that talks about this is James 1, 19 through 20. It says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." I don't know if it's the same for you in the version that your Bible is in, but the subheading, the tiny little subheading right over these two verses for me, it says qualities needed in trials. This isn't just some day-to-day advice. This is to remember and apply to all the moments when your mind is probably wanting to be anything but calm. It's really all about the mindset and just trying to be level-headed and understanding, however hard it might be. When we're angry, a lot of the times our bodies will be physically affected by it. We get a pump of high adrenaline and our blood's pumping, and we want to just let it out. One suggestion that you see a lot whenever you look up, like, ways to calm my anger, is exercise. Let it out through exercise. And that might work for a lot of people. But one thing that could be even more relieving is just taking the load off your shoulders, even if it's for a moment, and talk to God about it and pray about it. Let Him take care of you and the situation. There's nothing that He can't handle. One chapter that has some really good material about anger is Romans 12. So let's turn there and look at two verses, verses 17 and 19. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God says to turn your vengeance over to Him. Controlling our temper may not be the most desirable thing to do, but in the long run, we'll probably save ourselves from saying or doing things that we regret, or getting a taste of those consequences of misplaced anger that we looked at earlier. Now, I feel like since we've looked at what the Bible says about this, we can have a different view of what really qualifies a day as good or bad. A good day is a good day, but a bad day that's regulated by a lot of anger may just be a bump in the road. God is always going to be there for us to help us with our burdens and give us a friend to talk through our more heated moments with. Being angry can be dangerous, like I said before, but it can be manageable and worked on, and that's what's important. And it's not always a sin, but we need to recognize it whenever it becomes dangerously prominent. We can ask ourselves those questions about our anger to help keep it in check. And we can always turn to God because He always knows what's best for us.